Distorted View Daily proudly presents Alexis K. Tyler responding to a critic.
You pale face whore. You're retarded and no talent. I'm hurt. You know what? I figured it out. This motherfucker wanna be me. That's what it is. He jealous of me, man. I bet he get up and put on his mama wig and rub his hair down like mine and take some of that grease or that damn shea butter and rub it on his titties and hope he grow him some breasts. Wishing that he could be Alexis K. Tyler. That's what I think it is. That we do. He look at me and he look in the mirror. And he take them damn pills and rub around in his titties and pull his nipples real hard 3 times. And I wish I were home. I wish I were home. I wish I could be a bitch like Alexis K. Tyler. See, that's what it is. He wanna draw some illustrations of him getting fucked by a nigga.
It breaks in. Friday, August 25th, 2017. Coming up on the program today, Martin Luther Kuhn will get you in trouble every time. Exploiting your grandma with dementia for the likes and shares. Why you shouldn't slather sunscreen on your eyeballs. And sucking dick for coffee and donuts. All this with your voicemail today.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
If you gon' suck a dick, then you suck a dick.
Tim Henson back here with you one more time as we end the week with a Friday show. Last night, I fell asleep and I had an amazing dream. This has happened just a few times in my life, but I dreamt of a bit for the show. Like a fully formed comedy bit or sketch or whatever. And I always find it fascinating. Like, when I'm asleep, how can my mind process something that actually makes sense comedically? Because I mean, you have dreams and weird shit happens all the time, stuff that doesn't make sense, right? Like, I'll be a race car driver and all of a sudden, as I'm rounding the second lap, I turn into a turkey, and then I start freaking out because I'm late for a spinal disc surgery. So I'm trying to run to the doctors, but it's very hard for me to run. You've seen turkeys run before, right? Then I get to the doctor's office late. And the doctor is getting ready to close for the day. I'm like, wow, wait. You know, I need the spinal disc surgery. First of all, if I need spinal disc surgery, can I even run? Do turkeys have spines? A lot of questions. Then my doctor turns around, you know, because he's getting ready to lock the door. And it's Stan Spornak from the Golden Girls. And I'm like, oh, shit. This dream's about to get wet. And then I start licking Stan Spornak's armpit. You know, most men my age do fantasize at some point about Stanley Spornak from the Golden Girls. So I'm just saying, like, it's hard to imagine, you know, a dream that makes sense. Not only makes sense, but works comedically. Well, I woke up and I was like, oh my God, I've got tomorrow's show all figured out. Right? That's the first thing I thought of. That was my initial thought as I was waking up, you know, still groggy. And then as I became more lucid, right, I got up, brushed my teeth, walked the dog. You know, as I'm moving around, the bit started to make less and less sense. I'm like, well, wait a second. Do Amish people even use Dutch ovens? I guess I should explain what the dream was. In the dream, I was Kathy Mitchell, you know, that red-headed bitch trying to sell those copper pot pans. My copper pot pans won't scratch, and food will never stick to them. You know her, right? No? She's just one of those infomercial ladies, right? And the product I'm selling was designed by an Amish person, right? So this Amish person comes on the stage. Her name is, I don't know, Jane Yoder or something, and she's designed a new and exciting Dutch oven. And if you don't know what a real Dutch oven is, it's like a pot that has real thick walls. Usually, I think it's like cast iron. And Jane Yoder starts describing all the problems she's had with traditional Dutch ovens and how there's got to be a better way. So now Kathy Mitchell is going to start peddling this new and improved thick-walled pot, right? However, after Jane Yoder talks about all the problems, like, I hate, you know, traditional Dutch ovens. Yeah, it's such a pain, right? What she's actually describing is not a Dutch oven, but a system to eliminate the awful smells in the bedroom after her husband gives her a Dutch oven. You know, when he farts in bed and then holds the covers over her head. So it's like this system of like tubes, big thick exhaust tubes coming out of the bedroom and out the window or something. You know, something to air out the bed. It's like fans and stuff. This was my brilliant dream last night, and I woke up and I'm like, oh my God, this is comedy gold. And that was just one part of my dream, the part I could use on the show that I thought I could use. So, you know, I was Kathy Mitchell. Then all of a sudden I turn into me and I'm in India and I'm trying to procure like manufacturing because everything's going to be manufactured in India and I need to get the parts, you know, for this system, even though the infomercial has already aired. And for some reason, the Amish girl is with me. And I lose her. She's probably sold into sexual slavery or something. And then I finally find a manufacturing plant. And who do I have to haggle with? Stan Spornak. And I have to end up licking his armpits. Every dream ends with me licking Stan Spornak's armpits. No, that part wasn't true. It very well could have been true. My dream was so fucking retarded. I think it's because I always have these entrepreneurial aspirations on the show. I'm always coming up with my million-dollar ideas. And then last night I was on Facebook and I saw this video of like, it was kind of funny. It was like, you think other races have problems? You know, check out, you know, what white people have to deal with. And it's like a compilation from infomercials of like white people struggling to do simple things like straining spaghetti. Spaghetti goes flying everywhere, holding, a soda and popcorn at the same time while watching TV, and he leans over and everything spills. I think that's what caused me to have the dream last night. If you scrutinize any part of the dream, though, you come up with a lot of questions. First of all, how did this Amish woman who has vowed to shun electricity and modern conveniences come up with this contraption that sucks out, obviously uses electricity, right? If there's fans and stuff, sucks out the stinky ass air out of a bed. You know what I mean? I just did a search of Dutch ovens. The Amish do not use them. Over there in Europe, the actual Dutch use Dutch ovens, but not Pennsylvania Dutch. Tim, you idiot. It's just interesting. Like, I had a dream, and in my subconscious, I was able to, I understood what a regular Dutch oven was, and, you know, the slang term Dutch oven, and combine that into an infomercial product. You know what I mean? I made it seem, like, in my dream, I realized that it's funny to sort of make it seem like we're talking about a regular Dutch oven, and then switch it up and talk about this contraption that sucks out the dirty ass air. I don't know. Nothing else made sense in the dream, though. All right, I've got some audio to share with you. First up, yesterday on the program, we were playing some great clips of racist people. Like, flat out, like, go back to India, stinky India, so you can be with your other stinky friend. Like, that type of racist. Ones that you can't really defend, right? Well, I've got an example here of a racist that at first I was like, okay, just because we have a difference of opinion doesn't mean he's a racist. But then he goes and ruins it. This guy, his name is Russell Walker. He filed a lawsuit in York, South Carolina. He was demanding Confederate statues be returned to the main courtroom. And at first, when I heard his argument, I'm like, okay, he has a different viewpoint. He doesn't think that just because we have these statues means that, you know, there's anti-black sentiment or something. But then he slips up.
That's the same type of symbol. Again, I don't believe it's a symbol of racism. I don't
see, like, all right, maybe it is a symbol of racism and maybe it isn't. But he's saying he personally doesn't think it is. And he feels like the statue should remain. Okay, I'm with you.
I don't believe it's a symbol of racism. I don't believe it's a symbol of slavery. That's my personal view, but how they feel is their business. But it would be ludicrous for me to tell you how they feel.
Right.
Hey, I get on the street, I see Martin Luther King. I shouldn't say that. Martin Luther King.
That's where he loses me, right here, where it's like, it's not just a slip up where he's like, Martin Luther King. It's a Martin Luther Coon. Oh, I shouldn't say that. Right? Wink, wink. It's like something he obviously meant to say.
Hey, I get on the street, I see Martin Luther Coon. I shouldn't say that. Martin Luther King. I mean, should I rip the signs down or insist that they take Martin Luther King Street down and all the rest of that stuff?
As his argument goes on, he's losing me more and more. At first he's like, hey, I don't feel these statues are racist. That's not what they're supposed to commemorate or honor. They're not supposed to honor slavery, right? But then he starts talking about Martin Luther King, which, you know, is the opposite of slavery. And he's saying, like, the opposite, like, on ours. So, like, if you want to take down the Confederate statues, then I should be able to take down Martin Luther King. You're kind of making it about race, aren't you? And slavery, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Martin Luther King Street down, all the rest of that stuff? That's a public thing. I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's just the way it is.
You don't agree with a Martin Luther... Okay.
Why don't you just...
Help yourself! Help yourself!
I didn't know what sound clip to play. It was either that one or the one where the woman is screaming about, You niggers killed Martin Luther King! Should have went with that one. Next up, I've got, I guess, a homeless woman or some woman who's just asking for money. She's playing the guitar on the side of the street. She's pretty clever because the song she sings tells the story of why you should give her money. Realize coffee is like 65 cents at McDonald's, right? She's either got horrendous blowjob skills or an equally horrendous self-image. What she really should be singing is, I'll suck your dick for a therapy session. I need to work on myself. I got a low self-image. So let me blow you for a therapy session.
I'll suck your dick for a cup of coffee.
Hope we're talking about the coffee here. Second verse, here we go!
Yep. All right.
I'll suck your dick for a minute, donut. Yeah, I'll suck your dick for a minute, donut.
I got to give her a tip. I got to give her a tip.
I don't even want any sprinkles. It's just icing in my mouth.
Pretty good.
Best shit I ever seen in my life.
Let's see where she goes next.
I'll suck your dick for a plate of sushi. Yeah. I'll suck your dick for a plate of sushi. Yeah. I'll suck your dick for a plate of sushi.
See, I would work my way down from the most expensive thing, and if I had no takers, then I would move down. So she starts with coffee, works her way up to sushi. I would start with the sushi, right? And then if I got no takers, if no one's saying, like, hey, I will give you sushi to suck my dick, then I will move down to the donut, and then finally to the cup of coffee. Wow, she really is a member of the coffee generation. Another clip I ran across the other day, I forgot to play this yesterday. This is a Facebook video of a woman lying in bed with her grandmother, and I'm pretty sure her grandmother is losing it, like she's suffering from dementia or something, because the very first thing the grandmother says is, hello, Ma! And she's, you know, this 90-year-old woman is laying down next to her 20-year-old granddaughter.
Ma.
Say hello.
Hello, Ma.
She looks scared of the camera more than anything.
Say hello, Facebook.
Hello, Facebook.
What you got in your mouth?
That's another pen.
Little pen.
Uh-huh. Yes, my little trade book.
What?
What I do now?
I'm laying in the bed with you.
In the bed, in my bed.
I'm laying in your bed.
You in my bed? She doesn't even know where she's at. I thought we was in a car. You driving me to Perry's Market? I'm like, what? Perry's Market? Perry's Market's been closed for 40 years. You Harold? No, I'm your granddaughter. Your husband's been dead for 40 years.
Oh, babe, with me. No, anybody in my bed.
That's me. Give me a kiss.
She's like, who's in my bed? He's like, you.
Give me.
Take
what's
it
in
out.
Your mouth? Give me that.
Something in her mouth.
You been chewing gum? Give me that gum. Where you get?
I got
who gave you some gum? Give me that
gum. Kind of sounds like Sylvester Cat from the old Warner Brothers cartoons. I said it's gum! Sucker is sucker's ass!
I ain't got nothing yet.
Yes, you got some gum in your mouth. Give it to me.
Yeah, you're not allowed to have gum.
Let go of my hand and give me that gum.
Wait, okay, I guess I will.
Give me the gum, Annabelle.
I get one, Mom.
Give it to me.
Okay, Mom.
Who gave you this?
My brother, Bear Child.
You can't chew no gum. You don't have no teeth, Mama.
They got some teeth.
Let me see.
Cat got some teeth.
Show me your teeth.
She ain't got no teeth inside that head of her. This goes on for 8 minutes. Why would you do this to the poor old lady? I mean, I appreciate it. This is great DV material.
Damn.
She was chewing gum.
I love people that sound funny, and I love old people who aren't with it. You know what I mean?
I don't even tell me.
You can't chew gum, baby.
I don't have to chew it, Mom.
Tell the people hello. Say hey.
Hello.
Say hey, y'all doing?
Hello, gum.
No, not hello, gum. You're not saying hello to gum. She doesn't even see what I mean. She doesn't know where she's at. She's talking to gum.
Mama,
Mom, don't tap the phone.
Bless you, Mom. Don't I, Mom?
You mess up. Wait, what
the
you?
The phone is not your mother.
I said, don't I, man?
It's black and it's fat, just like Mama was.
What phone do I mess up?
Well, I don't know, baby.
Well, what I'm doing?
I don't know. Give me a kiss.
What I'm doing to her? I don't know why Chip is there.
Give me some sugar.
It's obvious that the younger chick is posting this on her Facebook page for, you know, likes and hearts and stuff. And she keeps making the grandmother kiss her and hug her. Come on. Kiss me. Kiss me.
I don't want to kiss. I don't know who you are. You're not my gum.
I don't know what it is.
You don't want to kiss me?
I kiss you.
Well, give a kiss.
Where I put my gum?
Keep in mind, the gum has been out of her mouth now for about 3 minutes. She should have really felt that. This is what happens when you're old. You can't feel anything. This is why you always get like random bruises and stuff. I'll go visit my mom and I'll be like, how the hell did you get that big bruise on your leg? Oh, I don't know. I was walking outside to get the mail and a leaf fell from the tree, landed on my leg. Old people just need to be bandaged up. Right, this woman can't even feel the gum in her mouth that she was chewing.
I'm gonna bite your fingers.
Don't bite my fingers.
What? Don't put your fingers back in my mouth.
Why do I bite my toothpaste?
They all love you. Say, hey, y'all.
By the way, it worked. This video was viewed like 11 million times. And most people are like, oh my God, this is so sweet. I think this is horrible. It's exploitation.
Everybody don't love me.
Yes, they do.
Well, what's wrong?
You Annabelle.
Well, what's wrong?
Who is Annabelle?
I'm Annabelle.
All right, well, tell them I'm Annabelle.
I'm Annabelle, everybody.
Oh, Jesus Christ, okay. We're not even halfway through this thing, but you get the idea. What a cruel thing to do. Poor old lady. Say your name. Say, I'm Annabelle.
I'm Annabelle.
I'm Annabelle.
Oh, okay. She's saying, I'm Annabelle, everybody. Oh, she's with it. Okay.
My mama took my gum away from me.
All right.
Do you like children's piss?
Do you like fish children's piss?
Oh, my God. We found the black Dalek woman. This is exciting because, you know, the woman I just played, do you like fresh piss? Which is edited. She didn't really say, do you like fresh children's piss? But that woman is dead. We lost her. She's not going to say anything funny anymore. But we still got this black granny for a few more days until she passes away. Hope to God this Facebook whore posts more videos featuring Annabelle.
Annabelle!
All right, in with that, let's get into the crazy bizarre twist of the fucked up news right now. if you are not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, consider this. DV only exists today thanks to the financial support of freaks like you. The Sideshow is DV's member site where you get full access to the entire archive of programs, plus every week we do exclusive shows just for paying members. This is how I keep the lights on. If you're not yet a member, consider signing up. Memberships are very inexpensive, $6.99 a month, even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. We had a lot of fun this week. The return of the Blackulator Caucasiatron. On Tuesday, we did a segment of Black and White, and I guess the Blackulator is now infected with some sort of alt-right virus. Check out that episode. We did another exclusive show yesterday, which was a lot of fun. Again, great time to sign up. Superfreaksideshow.com. You get access to a special RSS feed. It's password protected, so you get all of the exclusive shows and the free shows on one feed. If for some reason you're, if you're already a Sideshow member or you just want to support DV in a different way, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. So check that out. Okay. Three quick stories, then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, I have a real hard time believing that this first story is true. But it's being reported everywhere. Like, the source that I have is some NBC affiliate, but I've also seen it elsewhere. I've got multiple sources here. Here's a report. Some patients are being treated for putting sunblock in their eyes during the eclipse. So they could stare at the sun. Those experiencing blurred or impaired vision after watching the solar eclipse might want to see an eye doctor. Nurse practitioner Trish Patterson. Nurse Trish. She sounds like a bitch. She said it usually takes about 24 hours before people start noticing symptoms, including visual defects or blurriness. Really, every time that I've ever stared at the sun, I immediately know it's not a good idea. You know what I mean? Like, you get spots around your eye. It's blinding. Pain is not expected because there are not pain receptors in the retina. Is this written for, like, second graders or something? Yeah, we know that. Patterson said they treat looking directly into the sun the same as a welder's flash. So far, she said, they haven't had any patients with damage from looking at the eclipse. Wait a second. Why is this a news story, then? It's like, hey, some people may have used sunscreen on their eye. I mean, we don't have any reports of patients with that particular issue. But it could happen, I guess. Also, if you tried to scoop your eye out with a spoon so you couldn't look directly at the sun, you're very worried that you might inadvertently look up and see that blinding light. So you're just like, you know what? I'm just going to take my eyes out temporarily and I'll put them back in later. If you did that, you might also want to see a doctor. Again, no patients have experienced that particular issue, but you never know. All right, so far she said they haven't had any patients with damage from looking at the eclipse, but they've had a few customers experience pain after they put sunscreen in their eye. Oh, since they did not have protective glasses. One of my... This sounds like something dumb teenagers would do. I tweeted the other day, like, I cannot wait for, like, a day or two after the eclipse, all these dumb YouTube videos popping up, kids taking the stare directly at the eclipse challenge. Challenge videos are very popular on YouTube. I haven't searched for that yet. I haven't found any. All right, so here we go. One of my colleagues at Moonlight here stated yesterday that they had patients presenting at their clinic that put sunscreen on their eyeball. They slathered their eyeball in sunscreen and presented that they were having pain, and they referred to an ophthalmologist. She said it only takes a few seconds of staring directly at the sun for retina damage, even if you're using sunscreen. Other signs to look out for: dark spots in the center of vision and cloudiness. People experiencing those symptoms should get checked right away with a thorough eye exam using a slit lamp. Slit. And visit an ophthalmologist. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. Oh my God, did you hear the news? Taylor Swift's new song has officially dropped. Oh my God! I was thinking about canceling the show today just so I could sit in a dark corner with my headphones on and listen to the song over and over and over. You know how big of a Tay-Tay fan I am. I came to my senses though and I decided, you know what, I'll just talk about her song and how it made me feel emotionally, creatively. The woman is a living legend. She's a diva! Ah! I love Tay-Tay! I couldn't name three Taylor Swift songs. I know one of her albums is, it's called 1989. And that's pretty much where my knowledge of Taylor Swift ends. Anyway, she's back with a new song or album or something. The reason why I'm talking about it today is because it's very interesting. She credits Right Said Fred. Most of you guys probably don't even know who Right Said Fred is or was. But nonetheless, she gave him a writing credit. Right Said Fred had like one hit in the 90s, I'm Too Sexy. I believe we have a little bit of that to jog your memory, or you might be hearing this for the first time.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love, love's going to leave me.
You know how I'm always gushing about 90s music? Sometimes I conveniently forget all the crap that was also produced in that era.
I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk. Yeah, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk.
Did I get to the part where he's like, I'm...
I fought before my car.
I'm too sexy.
I'm too sexy for my car. Too sexy for my car. Too sexy by far.
All right, so apparently Taylor Swift, she doesn't lift any of the lyrics, right? Even though he's given a writing credit. It's apparently the beat, right, of the chorus, I guess? The chorus of Taylor Swift's new single, Look What You Made Me Do, follows the same rhythmic pattern as I'm Too Sexy. After the song was released overnight, the duo tweet, I guess Right Said Fred is a duo. You learn something new every day. The duo tweeted, thank you, Taylor Swift. What a marvelous reinvention. The group's spokesman confirmed to the BBC they were approached by Taylor's team in advance of the release. Why isn't anyone approaching Toad the Wet Sprocket? I'd like to hear some reinventions of their work, right? That'll never happen. So I've got here a clip of Taylor Swift's new song, Look What You Made Me Do.
I've got a list of names and yours is in red underlined. I check it once, then I check it twice. Oh, look what you made me do.
This is the part right here. That was Right Said, it's all Right Said Fred. I'm too sexy for my pants, too sexy for my pants, too sexy for my pants, it's so sexy.
I mean,
honestly, if there wasn't a story about this, I would have never connected the two. It doesn't sound anything like Right Said Fred song. I mean, I guess the beat does a little bit, but I've heard songs that have had, like, way more similar sounding lyrics to another popular song, and there's supposedly no connection whatsoever. You know what I mean? The song was released fucking today. It already has 13.4 million views, 786,000 thumbs ups, and 118 thumbs down. Critically, it's getting panned. Not a lot of critics like this song, so fuck you, Tay-Tay! Wasn't she country originally or country pop? I'm trying to see like what her most popular songs are here. Let's see, Taylor, Shake It. Oh, Shake It Off, yeah. I used that in one of my videos for Ungodly. Final story we have for you. Today we've talked a lot about racists and the alt-right and neo-Nazis. Here's another story. When a group of far-right activists came to San Francisco to hold a rally this Saturday, they will be met by peace activists offering them flowers to wear in their hair. I'm sure that'll go off without a hitch. It's not all sunshine and rainbows, though. In addition to the flowers being offered to the racists, they will also be given dog shit. What? Lots of dog shit. Hundreds of San Franciscans plan to prepare Crissy Field, the picturesque beach in the shadow of the Golden Gate Bridge, where right-wing protest group Patriot Prayer will gather, with a generous carpeting of excrement. They're planning to carpet bomb the entire park with dog shit. It's gonna be like a minefield. It's like my front yard. I just had this image of alt-right people stomping around in poop, said Tuffy Tuffington. That is not a real name! come the fuck on. Tuffy Tuffington. All right. He said, I guess it's a he. Is Tuffy a he? I just, the epiphany. Oh, yeah. He had while walking Bob and Chuck, his two Patterdale Terriers. He apparently came up with this idea. Trying to think of the best way to respond to right-wing extremists in the wake of Charlottesville. It seems like a little bit of civil disobedience where we didn't have to engage with them face-to-face. Yeah, well, someone's going to have to clean up the shit afterwards. Do you guys, maybe I'm just super lazy. I know I'm super lazy, but, like, I'll take my dogs out to shit in the front yard, and we've got a lawn, you know, our landlord pays for a lawn service, so it's very nice. We don't have to mow the yard or whatever. So I just let the guy on his riding lawnmower grind up the shit, basically. I don't know, I was like fed back into the grass. We have beautiful grass. You come down our street, our grass is beautiful. It's a week's worth of shit that gets ground up and mowed. I don't know. Maybe that's not the right thing to do. Maybe that could hurt your lawnmower. Not my lawnmower. Don't give a fuck. All right. Yes, it seemed like a little bit of civil disobedience where we didn't have to engage with them face to face. Tuffington, a 45-year-old artist and designer, okay, unemployed, created a Facebook event page based on the concept, and the dog owners of San Francisco responded in droves. Many have declared their intention to stockpile their shit piles for days in advance, then deliver them in bags for the site. The presence of Patriot Prayer, whose free speech events in the Pacific Northwest have frequently sparked violent street battles in notoriously liberal San Francisco, has city authorities on edge. Elected officials unsuccessfully pressured the National Park Service to deny the group a permit, and the police department is planning to deploy every available officer. Those poor police officers are going to be covered in shit on the bottom of their shoes. For many San Franciscans, an unwelcome visit from members of the alt-right is an opportunity to fight back in the spirit of the city at the bay, city by the bay, with flower power, drag queens, a little creativity, and an assist from the animal kingdom. Shannon Bolt, a behavior scientist who works at Chrissy Field, intends to confront Patriot Prayer in the spirit of the Summer of Love. Quote, as white supremacists and neo-Nazis gather in our midst, we will turn into the love frequency again and meet their hatred with flowers for their hair. There's also going to be drag queens. What else? There's also clowns, kayakers, cars, and kids, all hoping to use their particular strengths, humor, seaworthiness, the ability to monopolize parking spaces, and cuteness, respectively, to thumb their noses at hate. Well, that all should work out great. Get ready for the largest massacre at an outdoor public event in the history of the United States, primarily because of the clowns. Should drag queens be considered like a clown? I mean, how is it any different? It's someone like dressed up in a bunch of makeup, pretending to be, you know, someone they're not, goofing around for the entertainment of others. I lump drag queens in the clown genre. All right, there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. There are many ways to contact the show. You can always email me, show@distortedview.com. Send along, you know, any sort of links to funny video, audio, news stories, that type of thing. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram @distortedview, and of course, facebook.com/distortedviewshow. I forgot to mention adamandeve.com this week. Just a quick reminder, I won't do a full bloom ad, but if you want 50% off just about any adult item, which is a huge deal, right? 50% off. Go to Adam and Eve. They have over 20,000 adult products from, you know, adult movies to toys, lingerie, sex furniture even, and necessities like condom and lube. Use coupon code FREAK, and in addition to getting half off that item, you'll also get free shipping on your entire order, and they're going to throw in a free sex swing, which is crazy, bonkers, bananas. Check them out, adamandeve.com, coupon code FREAK. We are going to start with a couple Patreon calls. I mentioned Patreon at the top of the show, or in the middle of the show or something. I did want to tell you guys about an update. I mentioned this to Sideshow Freaks. I plan on posting some of my old videos that I used to do prior to this being a podcast, you know, where I would do dumb stuff. And you'll have to excuse the dog's fucking collar jingling.
The one time I let the dog in here. Anyway, so one of the things that I did with some friends is we went back and we watched some of these videos and we did like an audio commentary track. So this has never really been posted before. If you guys want to hear the backstory to some of my dumb videos, that's a cool thing that'll be posted up on Patreon hopefully this weekend. All right, a couple Patreon line
calls. Posted Vladimir here. What the hell ever happened to Jones Soda, Dan?
To Jones Soda? What the hell happened to Jones Soda? As far as I know, they're still around. I'm on their website. It appears they're still selling soda. I don't really follow Jones. I did try their regular cola a few years ago. One of you freaks sent that to me, and it was very good. They weren't selling it in my area. But yeah, Jones Soda, as far as I know, it's still around.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Sorry for calling 2 days in a row. This is.
Oh, let's play your first call. Then hold on here. Usually I just play the second call, but we'll do the first one here.
Hey Timmy Boo, this is Naughty Nipples calling. Naughty just calling Nipples. To say you're fucking as good as ever.
Thank
as
you.
A patron and lifetime Sideshow member.
I'm glad I went with this voicemail call. Yes, continue to praise me. Go
into your cloaca vaginal wall episode.
Oh, yeah.
You're fucking on fire as always.
You can't stop me.
Love me some.
When I get talking about cloacas.
Scumhook, love me some Spiral. Witch Roy, we're still around. VSP, awesome to hear shit from all them dudes on the repeat shows and regular shows. Anyway, Timmy,
we're together for life. You've made a commitment to me, and I plan on honoring that. All right, what's your second voicemail?
Hey, Timmy Boo, sorry for calling 2 days in a row. This is Naughty Nipples here. dude. Rocio Nunez. That's awesome. Rocio Nunez. Or Rocio Nunez.
Oh, shut up with your proper pronunciation. Fuck you. I stopped liking you after that first voicemail. All right, one more here. Let's see how this one goes. Yes, caller.
Oh, I just ran into the guy that lives in the apartment next to mine, and he couldn't make eye contact with me. I'm pretty sure he's heard me fuck a couple ladies, and I'm pretty sure he thinks whenever he looks at me.
I knew as soon as I recognized the voice, it was going to be about him fucking someone. Are you trying to brag? Good for you. You're able to find someone to fuck. Great.
I'm pretty sure he thinks whenever he looks at me.
There might be other reasons why he might not want to make eye contact with you. Maybe you're creepy looking, you know?
He thinks whenever
maybe he's just socially
he looks
awkward.
At me, he thinks, you sit the fuck down, you little fucking slut. And you take my
Hold on here. This is what you say to girls when you fuck them?
He thinks whenever he looks at me, he thinks, you sit the fuck down, you little fucking slut. And you take my fucking dick. You take the fucking dick!
If that's really what you say when you have sex with one of your girls, you need to record that so I can play it on the show.
Yeah, you take that dick! You take that dick!
I have a feeling you don't. I feel like you're a pussycat in the sack.
That dick. You
and you like, cry afterwards.
Take that dick.
I love you! It's so good!
Dick.
Thank you!
Dick you!
Thank you for making me cream! That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it all good?
I'm in the bed, everybody.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to rate us and review us on iTunes. Thank you guys so much for a great week of programs. I will be back on Monday to do it all over again. Until then, bye, everybody.
He was a very family-oriented man.